Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Only 7 more shopping days until Armageddon.
Congress now has 1 week left to act. And there's still paths forward.
This debate isn't about President Obama and House Republicans. It isn't about Congress and the White House. It's about what's standing between the American people and the future we seek for ourselves and our families.
If someone knows what this is about, please call us here at The Takeaway, a nation that people are dying to lend trillions to, even though it can't pay its bills without borrowing, hangs in the balance. You can't make this stuff up. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. No deal in Dodge City on federal debt. Sorry to wake you with that news on this Tuesday, July 26th. Let's get a check of the morning's top stories. A gripping and possibly disturbing vision of American government played out last night in Washington, D.C.
The American people may have voted for divided government, but they didn't vote for a dysfunctional government.
President Obama spoke about his frustration with the unresolved federal debt ceiling talks last night, followed quickly by House Speaker John Boehner.
The president wanted a blank check 6 months ago, and he wants a blank check today. This is just not going to happen.
And it was a lot of tough talk from the Republican.
In Washington, more spending and more debt is business as usual. Well, I've got news for Washington. Those days are over.
Although business as usual apparently will reflect this division for some days now, for the White House, this continues to be about using tax revenue to pay down the debt.
Most Americans, regardless of political party, don't understand how we can ask a senior citizen to pay more for her Medicare before we ask a corporate jet owner or the oil companies to give up tax breaks that other companies don't get.
And the president, also reflected in some of the remarks by John Boehner, said that failure to raise the debt ceiling before next week's deadline would affect all Americans. Here's the president.
More of our tax dollars will go toward paying off the interest on our loans. Businesses will be less likely to open up shop and hire workers in a country that can't balance its books. Interest rates could climb for everyone who borrows money.
The House will vote on a plan tomorrow that cuts more than $1 trillion in spending and raises the debt ceiling for about 6 months. The Democrat-controlled Senate, meanwhile, has its own plan and will vote on it sometime this week as well. Neither plan is expected to get anywhere, and more on this stalemate throughout the hour. The name of Anders Breivik was in Norwegian police files 4 months before his bomb attacks and shooting rampage in Oslo. His name was flagged when he bought chemicals from a Polish company, but the director of Norway's police says there was no reason to pursue it.
He's not on our list of people of interest, and we had no knowledge about him, and so he had not been under surveillance.
Breivik used those chemicals in his bomb attack in Oslo. Authorities yesterday reduced the death toll from 93 to somewhere in the 70s. So there was a dispute in the confusion and the chaos of the horrific events on Friday was the reason for the discrepancy. The wealth gap between whites and minorities in the U.S. is the largest it's been in decades. A study from the Pew Research Center shows the recession has hit Latinos the hardest, with the median wealth for Latinos dropping 66% between 2005 and 2009. Paul Taylor is the study's co-author.
In 2009, when the recession was officially over, you had the median wealth of white households 20 times that of black households and 18 times that of Hispanic households.
The study also found the gap between the richest and everyone else expanded, no matter what the ethnic group. Asian markets are up this morning. European indices are down. Futures for Wall Street are up. The Dow gets underway at 12,592. The S&P opens at 1,337 and the NASDAQ at 2,842. President Obama and John Boehner had their say about the debt ceiling, so why don't you weigh in?
This is Barbara calling from the Detroit area. The politicians are definitely engaging in political theater, and they're gambling with the life savings of innocent Americans.
My co-host Celeste is probably grateful for being home this morning and not have to witness this stalemate and political theater in Washington, D.C. She returns tomorrow, but I'm solo on the stalemate, so we can use your help. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. In a few minutes, we're going to get some reactions to last night's speeches. And is divided government, as was demonstrated in Washington, D.C. last night, is that reassuring to Americans or disturbing? Add your voice to the mix. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.